the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, this brings us to our current tourist season. Amid tariff talk and rising costs, is Ireland still a big draw for overseas visitors, Americans in particular? To get an idea of what's happening on the ground, I'm joined by Sean Lally, co-owner of Hotel Woodstock in Ennis. Sean, you're very welcome to the programme. There's a lot of debate and discussion about tourist numbers this summer and in recent months as well, and where that's all at. What are you seeing on the ground around visitor numbers and Americans in particular?
Good morning, Richard. Delighted to be on. Thank you for covering hospitality this morning. In our own particular case, the US market is very strong because we're so close to Shannon Airport and they love getting out and around the country and exploring the wild Atlantic way. But having said that, our US figures are down 10 to 12% this year. And I think a lot of that is down to, I suppose, the uncertainty, the wars, the talks of tariff. President Trump hasn't been very complimentary towards Europe. Maybe they don't feel comfortable coming here. And just, you know, it's a big trip for them. You know, a lot of them come for 1, 2, and 3 weeks go everywhere and explore their routes, you know. So what I found as well this year is that a large number of Americans are actually apologizing for being American. Now, this is very worrying because I suppose it is frontline news every day when you turn on the radio or the TV we hear, and they're very conscious of that, and they're very conscious of the whole tariff situation as well. So I think we as a country need to really, you know, roll out the whole cake, be the fault for them, because this year is this year. And while, you know, we may be down 10 to 12% in US tourism business, we've met it up with the domestic market, thankfully. I think next year is going to be the challenge.
And I suppose it's a strange year this year as well, Sean, because a lot of Americans, am I right in saying, they would tend to book their holidays to Europe or to Ireland quite early in the year, maybe in February or in March. But this year, the currency, the dollar, has fallen quite a lot. So that makes things that bit more expensive, but they may have already booked the trip.
100%. In the last 2 months, the currency has actually fallen by 15%. And we don't know where this is going to go over the coming year. So I think the Tourism Ireland and Falch Ireland need to redouble their efforts, because next year is a crucial year. This year is booked. We're halfway through it now. You know, we are where we are. But next year is absolutely critical. And when a lot of the Americans would have booked for this year, you know, there wasn't the wars there. There wasn't the tariffs there. It was before President Trump got elected. So, you know, it wasn't as big an issue then. So next year is huge.
And what about costs, Sean, and prices? I mean, are you seeing visitors here sort of a little bit of a raised eyebrow when they see some of the prices, whether it's a coffee or it's a pint or it's a whatever?
I think something has changed in the last 2 months, Richard, because like people are really zoning in on the whole value for money. So much so that we launched a kind of rewards program with 15% off our prices on their own website. And as soon as we put those rates up, bang, they're snapped up straight away. You know, this has been a kind of we pretty much have February, March rates out there at the moment in July on certain midweek dates. You can fill all day long at weekends and strong rates. With certain midweek dates that you need to flex before you get the sale. But VAT is one of our biggest issues as well, because, you know, there's a lot of talk of going back to 9%. This needs to be the permanent VAT, and it needs to come in as soon as possible.
And that's something the industry, has been looking for a long time, because I want to ask about it. We're joined also on the line by Owen O'Mara Walsh, CEO of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation. Owen, you're very welcome to the programme. Just the question there, as Sean was saying, you know, that for him, in relation to Americans, and that part of the market, it's holding up well, but he would have concerns about next year.
Yeah, I mean, Sean is dead right. This year is done. It's fairly stable. It's not very exciting, up or down. The North American market, you know, I know Sean mentioned it was down for his business, but it's doing pretty well. US and Canada for the whole country. Other markets are softer, so Europe, GB, and stuff. But I think the key thing is looking into 2026, and undoubtedly the demand outlook is mixed. We've got to defend, if you like, our share of the North American market, but we also need to market diversify. We need to fish more from the GB pond and the European pond, and we need to stimulate domestic holidays because there's an over-concentration at the moment.
Would you not be a little bit more concerned about this year, Owen, given that the figures from the CSO are talking about a 10% drop in visitor numbers in May compared to May last year, and a spend drop of 21%? That's pretty startling.
Yeah, there's a slight misalignment at the moment between CSO numbers, which remember is a survey conducted at the airport of international visitors as they exit the country, and industry data. So, you know, Sean and the rest of the industry, we record bums on seats and heads on pillows, and we're looking at the year as being relatively stable, whereas the CSO are actually reporting double-digit decline. So there's a misconnect, a misalignment there. We're trying to get to the bottom of it.
There's
because,
also,
you know, I think it's important that there's alignment.
There's also a bit of a challenge there that if the American market is holding up well, despite the fact that the dollar has fallen, despite there's a lot of uncertainty, but maybe we're not doing so well from continental European visitors or visitors from the UK, that means that we're becoming more dependent. The tourism industry is becoming more dependent on the American market, and there are no guarantees it'll always be there.
Absolutely. And Sean is right. There's tariff discussions. There's, you know, the Middle East conflict. You know, there's Ukraine. There's lots of issues at play at the moment that is going to feed into 2026. I think we're over-dependent on the US market in particular. We need to boost other markets. So GB, continental Europe, Tourism Ireland, the state agency for tourism, one of the state agencies, are doing some very good work on market diversification. That's something we're supporting. But I think the key thing to remember is that a lot of tourism is dependent on the strength of the source market. So if Germany or France is not performing well economically, that means there's less money in those people's pockets. So it's a bit of a slow process, but it's something that we have to tackle urgently.
There is also the whole question of availability. We can do whatever we can do to attract more visitors to the country, but if they don't have places to stay. I mean, one texter here says there's a 5-star hotel in Dublin that currently can't accommodate a twin room with a month's notice.
Yeah.
Another caller has said that if Fáilte Ireland are listening, they really need to focus on encouraging Canadian visitors for 2026. And that's from a tour guide. Sean, have you seen many Canadians heading into your hotel?
I have. There's been a big increase. We all know that there's less and less Canadian market going into the States because of the whole tariff thing again. And there's been a huge increase. However, I still personally feel that the American market is huge for us. And I think we really, really need to work on this for next year and put more resources in there. Yes, we need to spread the base. And Canada is an obvious one. The Far East as well are also obvious ones. You know, some of the European countries are challenged, like Owen said, in particular Germany, in terms of their own economy. So, you know, that can affect the business here as well. But there is, you know, we do need to spread the base. But the US market is just so, so important to us because they travel everywhere and they get out into the countryside and they go to your small local village and they want to experience life like a local.
And
they're
still coming. They're still coming. We're going to have to leave it there. I'm afraid Sean Lally, who is co-owner of the Hotel Woodstock in Ennis, and Owen O'Mara Walsh, Chief Executive of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation. Thank you both for joining us on the programme.